You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show, and we are in the Allstate Skyline Studio. Of course, joining me in studio is our favorite chief geek officer. It's Elliot Serrano. You can go to geektomeet.net and read all the great things that he has. And he has lined up a special interview for us tonight, because everyone knows, coming to Chicago April 11th through the 15th at McCormick Place, it is Star Wars Celebration Chicago. And Elliot has brought us Steve Sansweet, who is the president and CEO of Rancho Obi-Wan. Steve, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
I hope that
how's the weather in Chicago these days?
You know, that was going to be my next follow-up there, was to tell you, to ask you if you're grateful that you're coming in April rather than now. I'm not sure if you're familiar with our extended winter this year, but we are suffering a little bit.
I certainly am. It's been all over the media out here.
We're doing all right, though. I think we're weathering through, as it were, Elliot.
It's good. Steve, it's like Hoth here. And our tauntauns are barely making it past the first marker.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Well, just keep them alive until Celebration. That's all you need to do.
That's right. So tell us, first of all, President and CEO of Rancho Obi-Wan is, I told a few people we were interviewing me, that Elliot and I would be interviewing you, and people got really excited. The world's largest Star Wars collection. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what led you to this position.
Well, I have been collecting Star Wars memorabilia since before the first movie came out in 1977, and one piece became 10, became 100, became 1,000, and now we have over 400,000 pieces in the collection, and we've arranged them in a museum setting in a former chicken ranch where 20,000 egg-laying hens were until the early 1970s. And we have a Star Wars museum that Guinness World Records has certified as the largest collection in the world. We give tours, and they last 2 to 3 hours, and it just is total immersion for fans in the world of Star Wars and the world of memorabilia.
Now, Elliot, what's the first toy that you have? Because I know I have none of mine left from when I was little.
I'm sure you've known this experience where there was always that one that you wanted that I don't. Well, no, I'm taking this back. You're Steve Sansweet. You've got everything. But for me, I was like, there was the one that I always wanted that I couldn't get. It's my father when Star Wars came out. It just happened to be about just a month or so after my birthday, and I really wanted a Luke Skywalker action figure. Folks who've collected the action figures back then knew that you couldn't get the figures themselves after the movie came out. They had the special mail away bit, and you had the little cardboard display, right? So I wanted.
Right, they didn't come out until the spring of 78.
Right, and that's when my birthday was, the following year, and I really wanted a Luke Skywalker figure. And I wanted Luke and Darth Vader so I could have Luke and Darth Vader fight each other. And Dad got me Darth Vader and R2-D2.
What a strange combo.
Which, don't get me, I love R2, but, you know, it was hard to have, like, epic battles between Darth and, you know, between Vader and R2. So that was my first thing that I remember getting.
Everything must have been sold out. My mom knew I loved the movie. Steve, do you have the R2-D2 punching bag? It's like a big, it's weighted
the
on the bottom.
Bag. Yeah. Yeah, the bop bag.
You're asking him if he has this. I'm pretty sure he does.
I never saw anybody else with a bop bag. I didn't even know it was called that. I mean, I sprained my ankle jumping off the couch and kicking poor R2-D2. But what was the point of having it?
Well, there's also a Chewbacca and a Jawa, so you've got some more to go.
But who would want to punch R2?
I know.
I would feel bad.
That was pretty silly. I agree with you on that.
But apparently that was all that was left on the shelves. My friends, of course, had the carrying case, the Darth Vader head carrying case and things like that, the Land Cruisers and stuff. But at what point, so you start collecting in 77, how big,
Before 77.
Before the movie came out. Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, I mean, what was the buzz like? I mean, why were these toys already in demand before the movie came out?
Well, the toys weren't there. In fact, Kenner, the company that put them out, didn't sign the contract until the month before the movie opened. So what I first got was just a color brochure that was a bid booklet for movie theaters to actually rent the movie from 20th Century Fox and Lucasfilm. So the merchandise, unlike today, when merchandise is in stores weeks or even months before a movie comes out, back then you wouldn't see anything on the shelves for weeks or months, or in the case of Star Wars, almost 9 months later for the actual toys.
Oh, wow.
That is crazy. And when you think, like, I remember the Sears catalog made bank on that, having all the pictures of the different Star Wars.
Right. The 1977 Christmas catalog had all kinds of things. But a lot of that stuff wasn't for delivery until the spring either.
I'm looking at the pictures of just the shelves and rows of everything that you have. How do you keep things, with people coming through, how do you keep everything in its place? I know that you have policies and you've got some, you know, obviously you have some requests when people come through. How do you manage to keep everything so orderly and pristine?
It isn't easy sometimes.
Because, I mean, there are toys.
People always ask, well, who dusts?
Yes, exactly. Because this looks amazing.
At least once a year, we go through it.
Okay. I'm like, how do you keep stuff from walking out on its own? You know what I mean? You know, I have a very large jacket right now. These things. It's funny.
No jackets, no bags.
No bags.
Yeah, there you go.
We're very careful about things like that. But we're going to be bringing a bunch of that stuff to a Celebration to be able to show it to fellow fans who haven't been able to make it to Rancho Obi-Wan.
That's right. The traveling exhibit will be at the Star Wars Celebration Chicago, which, again, for everybody who wants to know, is going to be April 11th through the 15th. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out except for that Monday. That's the only day they have tickets left for. So you've got to get those tickets. Get there right now so you can see the traveling.
Yeah, I understand that's the first day of spring break in the Chicago area.
That's
so
right.
it's a perfect day to come and see what we have going.
I remember, Steve, I saw when Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, I got to see the Rancho Obi-Wan exhibit there. And there were just all these great pieces that, you know, again, just so folks know, it's not just Star Wars toys. It's all sorts of collectibles from across the spectrum. And I think, don't you have some fan pieces or paintings that people have donated to your...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the booth this year is the biggest that we've had. It's 30 by 40 feet. And it has three different main areas. And one is the 20th anniversary of Star Wars Celebration. It's the 20th anniversary of Episode 1 of the prequels. And so it's also the 20th anniversary of Celebration, because that's why we started Celebration. I was at Lucasfilm and helped to start Celebration back in 1999. So that's part of the exhibit. Another part is female fandom. And for those people who mistakenly think that Star Wars was always just for 8-year-old boys or the 8-year-old boy in all of us, it was for girls and women, too, who love Star Wars. And we're going to trace Star Wars through female fandom from the very beginning to today. And then our final segment is the helmets of the saga. So we're going to have several dozen helmets, full-size helmets, either licensed, made by fans, or artist-inspired. So we have things from the Vader Project, which was full-size Vader masks that were given to 100 artists around the world, and they came up with just all kinds of variations on that. The following year, it was Stormtrooper helmets, and we're going to top the display off with a screen-used Darth Vader helmet from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Steve, what do you think is the most unusual artifact or, you know, item that you're going to have on display this year at Star Wars Celebration Chicago? Something that would be like off the beaten path.
We're still picking and choosing. So we have yet to make the final decisions, but there is a Darth Vader mask that looks like Fozzie the Bear. So that would be an unusual one. You have to see it to believe it. So make sure you come on over and take a look at the Rancho Obi-Wan exhibit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that in a moment. We took a break here, and we're going to come back and talk to Steve Sands. We had some more. He's the president and CEO of Rancho Obi-Wan, and you can catch the traveling exhibit that will be a part of Star Wars Celebration Chicago running April 11th through the 15th at McCormick Place. Passes are only available now for that Monday, and as Steve mentioned, it's the first day of spring break, so it's a great chance to see what he's got, all the great toys and merchandise and all the fun stuff to play with. Well, I don't know how much you can play with it, but try some stuff on, including those helmets. More when we come back on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show on 720 WGN, and we are in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Joining me is our Chief Geek Officer, Elliot Serrano. You can go to geektome.net to find out more about all the great work that he does. And on the line with us, we have Steve Sansweet, who is the President and CEO of Rancho Obi-Wan. And you can visit RanchoObiWan.org to learn more about visiting. This is a great place. Now, you're right outside of Petaluma, California. I'm not familiar with the area.
Right. We're about... Yeah, that's about an hour drive from San Francisco.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I've been a member of Rancho Obi-Wan for the past couple of years. I need to renew because every time you can live out of California, you can be a member, a contributing member, and they send you a cool membership kit. One of the things I love is they give you the Rancho Obi-Wan patch. That if you're at a certain level, they get the nice patch. And I also, Steve, thank you so much for the Christmas card this year. I'm always touched whenever I get a Christmas
card. Oh, you're welcome.
So you got to be a member. There are a lot of great things. You're also supporting a great cause. I mean, Steve, can you address a little bit the mission that you have behind Rancho Obi-Wan? I mean, it's really a little bit more than just showing off, you know, all the cool Star Wars stuff you've got.
Well, it's the preservation of the memorabilia, which was so largely responsible for Star Wars being having the impact that it still has today. And we inspire through the force of imagination. We give tours to school kids in the area. We give tours to other charities who are trying to raise money for themselves. And we keep the collection in good order. None of the money goes to buying objects for the collection. We are lucky that we get some donations of objects, and I especially love fan-made items and art, and so the collection in the last couple of years has heavily gone into that area, and we'll be seeing some of that art at the celebration booth. There have been artist alleys at Star Wars Celebration since Celebration 3, and we have gone through several hundred prints and curated some of the best art, which will be in the hallway to our booth. But artist alley, there's so many things going on at Celebration, it's just like, you know, try to keep track of them all. It's difficult to see everything, but you can make a good game plan and see a lot.
Oh, no kidding. It's probably going to be sprawling, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you had it at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. You have a painting of Chicago's favorite son, Barack Obama, as Lando Calrissian. Was that Rancho Obi-Wan?
Yes.
Was that somebody else? No, that was Rancho Obi-Wan.
Yes, it certainly was.
I'll give you a little piece of advice. If you haven't decided yet, I would bring that one to Chicago. I would bring it to Chicago. People will be doing a lot of selfies with that one.
It was by a graffiti artist, and we had a lot of comments on that, especially from a number of executives who were involved in the president's campaign. So it was great to see the reaction to that.
Yeah, that's got to be a blast. I'm sure fans enjoyed that as well. Now, I actually am curious about your Star Wars arcade. Are those games that people can come and try out when they're at the Rancho Obi-Wan destination?
Absolutely. We have a full arcade, and it has every licensed Star Wars video and pinball game. With one exception, a Japanese game that's never been translated into English, but we've got from the oldest Atari game to an Australian pinball game and all the electromechanical game to the newest pinball game, which came out just about a year ago.
Steve, I got to ask, you've had a long day. You want to relax for a bit. You're wandering through the exhibit. Which arcade game do you settle in front of to just relax for a bit, to unwind?
I usually choose the one that I lost the most quarters in, which was the original Atari game from 1984.
Oh, that one's great. The one that has the vector work, right? The vector artwork.
Yeah, the vector graphics and blow up the Death Star. And you can't win on that game. You just keep going until, you know, until you're exhausted. The game gets you eventually. Now, some of the newer games, you can sort of win. You can beat Darth Vader. You can beat Boba Fett. But this game is a challenge of no end, because there is no way to just win. It just keeps going cycle after cycle. So it's great fun.
Yeah, I love how involved you are in all of these conventions. And I was just reading that you were part of the first editorial team that created StarWars.com. So am I understanding this right, that you guys developed the first Star... I mean, you know, right when people were starting to figure out how important websites were. Tell me a little bit about that,
right,
that first experience there.
Well, I can still remember being in the office of the president of Lucasfilm, and we had been working on the website for a couple of months, and we were all ready to let it go live, and he had to make some last-minute changes on the thing. He was reading every single line on there. It just shows you how involved, you know, if the head of the company was there to make sure everything was right. This was something new and challenging. And, you know, we updated almost every week.
Wow.
And it sounds so ridiculous now.
But it's so good now. But it was so exciting. I mean, you know, that's what you're, I mean, you know, it's generating content.
And now with social media, if you're not doing everything every 10 minutes, they're like, what's going on? We're waiting. That's everyone is still waiting for the title of episode 9. Everyone's still waiting. And people are so impatient.
Oh, well, don't you know it? Oh, it's, wait a second. I have it right here. Oh.
Oh,
wow.
You smudged the paper, didn't you, Steve? You smudged
it. Just sort of fell into the trash. I'm sorry. Now, what other group of movies are fans so excited to know the title of a movie? I mean, that just tells you about fandom and Star Wars. And one of the things that makes Celebration so exciting is having all those fans there. It's that community of fans that really makes Celebration the exciting place that it is. Yeah, there are all these panels, 3 panels on animation, panels on Star Wars history, costuming. There's an entire collectibles track. There's so much to do and see, but it's the fans themselves that do a lot of it and come up with a lot of the ideas for the panels. There's a fan stage. There's celebrities. It's just better than Disneyland for.
So many people are excited about that. Don't forget to get your tickets. There's a few left for the last day, that Monday of Star Wars Celebration Chicago. More in a moment on 720 WGN.